Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 99 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for June 7th is, what is a mistake you have made for which you need to take accountability? Was the mistake a violation of your principles and values? What steps can you take to help remember your principles and values the next time you are in a similar situation? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of knowing our integrity. And today I'd like to share a story from my book, The Ride Home, about a mistake I made as a coach. Do you even want to win? That was the thought in my mind as I entered the locker room. We were in the middle of a season in which we would only win 2 games, and we had just lost a game that we had been leading almost the whole way. As I walked into the locker room that night with my assistant coach, I heard the players laughing and joking about a situation in the game where one of the opposing players received a technical foul. The thought in my head came out of my mouth, "Do you even want to win? I mean, we just lost a game that we should have won, and you guys are joking around about someone from the other team getting a technical?" After a few moments of silence, one of the players responded, "Maybe that's how we deal with it." Another player chimed in, "Maybe that's how we forget about it and move on." I have no idea what I said in the locker room after that, because those statements were all I could think about, and it still impacts me to this day. Our students and athletes are not the only ones who should be learning from every competitive experience they have. If we have the right perspective, we should be the ones learning first so we can be a better guide and mentor. And sometimes it is our kids that are teaching us the lessons. I couldn't even tell you why we ended up losing the lead in that game. Did we miss some shots? Maybe. Did we make some unforced turnovers or commit some silly fouls? Maybe. Did the other team catch fire and start making shots they were missing earlier in the game? Maybe. Did we give our best effort that night? Yeah, we did. A poor performance does not always mean a poor effort. What would have been more productive in that situation? Many things. Fellas, what did we do well tonight? What are some things we need to work on to improve? Give me some ideas of what we can do at practice tomorrow to move us toward where we want to be. Focusing on the next play is a concept that Duke University men's basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski learned during his time at West Point. This principle transcends sports and can help us in all areas of our lives. Accept what happened, celebrate the positives, identify areas for improvement, and decide on a solution to move forward. Make the next play. A few years after that incident in the locker room, I enrolled in the master's program at Greenville College. One of the required texts to read was Inside Out Coaching, How Sports Can Transform Lives by former NFL player Joe Ehrman. In the book, Ehrman discussed the difference between transactional coaches and transformational coaches. Transactional coaches are the kind of coaches who use players as tools to meet their personal needs for validation, status, and identity. Meanwhile, transformational coaches use their coaching platform to impart life-changing messages. Transformational coaching and leadership are not easy. Many people don't want to do the difficult work of looking inside and acknowledging what they need to change to become the best person they can be. As a transformational coach, the first thing I had to do was start looking inside myself and trying to understand why I coached the way I coached. I realized it was my vision to be a transformational coach, and in many ways I was, but there were also times when I became transactional. It's a natural human tendency to want to be liked and to want people to think well of us. When we are losing and people start looking at us differently, and the parents of the players won't make eye contact with us, or they send degrading text messages and emails. It takes a lot of courage to rise above that. In my heart, I knew that we didn't have to win to prove we were successful, but I conformed to the expectations of society and became frustrated when we were losing. I thought if we would just win more games, it would change the way people perceived me and treated me. 5 years after that incident in the locker room and 3 years after winning the school's first regional championship in 18 years, we lost another game that we had been leading and we should have won. Rather than complaining that we didn't want to win bad enough, I shared the following message from longtime NCAA swimming coach Eddie Reese with the team. Quote, "The hardest skill to acquire is the one where you compete all out, give it all you have, and you are still getting beat no matter what you do. When you have the killer instinct to fight through that, it is very special." End quote. On the bus ride home after that game, the kids were laughing and joking and having a good time. I remember the lesson I learned. Maybe that was how they dealt with it and how they moved on. So I didn't say anything. We played a game the next night and won. Was it due to my response to the game the night before? I have no idea. But my response to our loss the previous night was the winning play to make at that moment, and one that I was able to make because I learned a lesson from my mistake in the locker room 5 years earlier. So how about you? What's a mistake you've made for which you need to take accountability? Was the mistake a violation of your principles and values? What steps can you take to help remember your principles and values the next time you are in a similar situation? Every situation provides an opportunity to make a long-term impact on those we lead. When we let the scoreboard define our value, we tend to blame others and make excuses. However, when we focus on the lessons we can learn, we can make adjustments to keep gaining forward progress. Those adjustments may seem insignificant at the moment, but they can have a tremendous impact over time. And writing our own story is all about making adjustments so we can increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.